Hello and welcome to the city. This is episode 17 of Arcade City's podcast. I'm your host, Matt Stevens, and I'm here with Warwick Hart.
Hello.
And Martin Aykroyd.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Amazing.
We are Paulless today.
Why isn't Paul here? I had to do something about something.
It's normally a family meal. That's his.
He's baking cakes.
Oh, that was it. Baking cakes to take him in tomorrow.
What a big girl.
Because it's his birthday, so he's got to take in cakes. And I said, why don't you buy them? And he said, no.
They've tasted better when you make them yourself.
Apparently, they're cheaper too. That's what he says.
I don't believe it.
Do we believe him?
It depends what sort of scale he's cooking.
Should we believe him? Email us podcast.rk.com.
No.
I can't imagine what kind of cakes he'd be cooking.
Sponge.
Chocolate muffins.
Whatever is boring.
Victoria sponge. That's probably just cupcakes with no flavourings.
I hate cupcakes, just as a total. Well, everyone brings in is that like, I've got cupcakes, so thanks for ruining my day.
Some of them with the icings on is pretty nice.
It's like the rice of sweet baked goods. So really plain. And if you absolutely had to eat it, you would, but...
Cheese with it. Should we talk about some news, gents?
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
Oh, it's really like the cakes.
Well, what?
I was just saying, I was really liking those cakes.
Well, we should have some cakes. Actually, we can't. Well, we tried having crisps when we did that podcast. And we could
hear cakes were pretty fine because obviously they don't crunch.
I don't know. But you still hear people.
No sprinkles.
Yeah, you still hear them.
We've just had pizza, so it's
not. Either way.
First item on the news list, Witcher 3 has been released to mainly positive reviews. It's got a 93% on Metacritic.
Unless you're Happy Derpy. Happy Derpy, if you're out there, we love you, man. Really,
so
put yourself out
so
there.
So there was a guy on Metacritic who gave it a zero.
A zero.
Only one in the world.
Yeah.
Which is...
And what did he give? 10?
Type 0, Final Fantasy. The most... His problem with Witcher was it was too repetitive. Type 0 is like the most repetitive. Press X for the next 100 hours, game complete.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Shout out to Herpy Derpy.
Some people just have zero critical... They just can't do it, can they? Like,
no.
There's no... Yeah.
But everyone else said it was fantastic.
Yeah. Everyone pretty loved it, didn't they?
Everyone will probably agree with.
We're all playing it at the minute, aren't we?
Yes.
We'll talk about that in a sec, actually. I know we spoke a lot about it last week, but now that we're another week in...
It is that sort of game. Yeah. Week 3 on The Witcher.
We'll talk about it again in a bit, actually, which is pretty good. So, Witcher 3 is doing really well. The big news, I think, probably, is Fallout 4's been announced.
It's the biggest.
Oh, the world went wild when that got announced.
It did, didn't it? I reckon there were geeks jerking off somewhere in the world, people were masturbating to that.
You know when Star Wars came out and people were literally crying at the trailer?
Oh, yeah.
We haven't looked on YouTube yet, but I bet there's plenty of people that emotionally cried.
We should do, actually, after.
Cried into their what's it?
Oh,
cheese puffs.
It's called a dog! There's no Millennium Falcon of Fallout I can't think of, but
the Millennium Falcon of Fallout. Oh, okay.
You know, something that they'll be like, oh, it's my god, it's the Millennium Falcon.
I can't believe people cried at Star Wars chat. I mean,
people are just nuts.
People are crazy.
Like, it's when Han Solo came on and went, Chewie, we're back.
We're home.
See how long he had to pant with it as well.
Chewie.
It's about Geezer now.
So Fallout 4. Are we excited? I really am. I love Fallout games.
Yep. All right. The minute it gets announced the date, that's a week off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not like a whatever. I'm telling everyone else I'm out of the country.
So there isn't a release date for it, but if you go on their main website to pre-order it, it says TBA 2015. Which is interesting. So, I reckon, maybe.
Typo.
No, I don't know. I reckon it might be, they would have such a good press conference at E3 if they came out and when they did a demo thing at the end and they were like, oh yeah, guys, bang, fall 2015. And everyone would just be like, oh! And then Ubisoft came on afterwards.
We've got a lot of great releases lined up for 2019. You wouldn't believe what we've got planned.
Assassin's Creed 20.
Yeah.
We're going to start announcing them like 10 years in advance. But yeah, I reckon fall 2015. I reckon it's gonna happen.
Christmas special.
To be fair, based on that trailer,
yeah,
it looked like it wasn't just like a completely pre-rendered.
It looks like
never gonna look like that yeah. ever. Well, the actual game.
They've been developing it. It's been in development yeah. for years. So there's yeah. been rumors about it for about the last 4 years.
Yeah.
I met a guy who was Bethesda when I first moved down here, which is 4.5 years ago, and he kind of unofficially told me that they were working on it. That's 4.5 years ago.
I could unofficially tell you they're working on Fallout 5.
Really?
Yeah.
You're a douche. sorry.
Really?
Gullibilism. yeah. But yeah, we're excited. Mark, you've never played any Fallouts, have you?
No.
A loser.
I was going to. I said, I was, just before we spoke, well, started this podcast, I said I was going to get, well, looking maybe to get an Xbox 360 to get a few games that I missed out on last generation.
Buy his first Xbox 360.
Oh, how sweet.
I wish it was the first. Fucking things breaking all the time.
Yeah, I was on my 12th by the time it.
Like, really?
I wasn't
yeah.
as
well. I got lucky.
I
didn't be, none of mine broke.
None of them?
Well, I'll take none of them. It didn't break.
12, I should write. Yeah. There's got to be some sort of record there. 12 Xboxes I went through.
Yeah. But either way, I was going to get them to get stuff like Fallout 3, but
yep.
I don't know.
And I played that, by the way, I played that Xbox every night. That wasn't like I bought it, put it on my shelf, and then just left it for the next 2 years.
I played mine all the time. I remember my first one I had to take back after about 24 hours. The DVD player just stopped working. Didn't work. So I had to take that back. Got the second one back, and there was a crack in it. So I had to take that one back. So now I'm on my third one already.
2 days.
And I haven't had it 2 weeks. I'm on my third one. Then I had a Red Ring of Death after about 6 months. Took it in.
It was such a problem console wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
Because
yeah.
I got mine probably 6 months to a year after they were released, and mine was still having a problem. I had Red Ring of Death. I had to get it sent off for like 3 weeks to get repaired.
True.
Yeah,
I see that. The amount of times I had to get Susie to send it off for me,
yeah,
and get the UPS guys to come and collect it from her office. I think she probably did it about 5 or 6 times.
Yeah,
like, and
it
she,
had
you
its
know,
own
whilst
party
we're in
space.
Chelsea. Oh, it was ridiculous.
No, I think I got the Elite, and that one did last in the end.
Really?
The like gloss black one.
Yeah, that's the last one I asked. Yeah. That was absolutely fine. Never had a problem with that.
It was a great console. It was for 360.
Still got mine upstairs.
I've got a fucking get one.
Mine's at home.
Left Dead 2.
Yeah, because I've got loads of Xbox Live.
Left Dead
1.
Left Dead 2.
I've got like
one.
Wait, is it 4-player split? It's not.
2-player split. 4-player yeah. online. Can be done online.
Well, we just bring a TV for Xbox.
You used to play it quite a lot, didn't you?
I loved the game.
We always end up talking about Left 4 Dead on these podcasts. We get to a point and we're like, Left 4 Dead. It's like the messiah of video games.
It is.
Yeah, let's move on, because Fallout 4, yeah. Uncharted Nathan Drake Collection confirmed after a pre-order appeared on the PlayStation store.
Well done, PlayStation. Sony.
Yeah. You going to get a PS4 at some point, Mike?
Yeah, no.
Why not?
I don't know how dismissive you are at this.
Oh, I've got no reason to get one.
You sound like one of the other three people that work for Arcade City that are completely dismissive about things.
No, I'm not dismissive about it. I'm just not getting one.
Okay, that's
right.
Fine. I'm going to be dismissive about the fact of being dismissive.
Okay.
Okay.
Nathan Drake Collection. I haven't played the third one, so I need to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, you actually played the game?
He's played all of them.
Played all three.
Oh, have you? Yeah, fair enough.
I didn't miss out on everything.
What?
Have you played any of them?
No.
The second one is fan-fucking-tastic. It's so good. Like,
they all are?
Yeah. The first one was good. The second one was just absolutely like, it was like playing an Indiana Jones film.
Yeah.
It was like Indiana Jones 4. It was
I'll pick that up. I'm pretty sure. I'll get that.
I'll just borrow yours. So I don't want to play through the third one. The third one got really mixed reviews. People either really liked it or just thought it wasn't very good. I
don't think you could really call any of the Uncharted games bad by any stretch of the imagination.
Remember the third one came out the week I became a mortgage breaker.
Did?
Yeah, it did.
All that time ago.
Yeah, pushing 5 years.
Mm.
Cool. Yeah. New Rise of the Tomb Raider had a trailer. There was a new Rise of the Tomb Raider trailer. And they said more confirmed for E3, which I'm assuming will probably be some sort of playthrough.
What
gaming.
A shock.
Yeah.
Some sort of gaming news at E3.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
I think it's like a lot of I think in the next kind of few days, a lot of developers, well, Bethesda have done it with Fallout 4, they're getting their big announcements out of the way so they can concentrate more on, on maybe like the actual game itself, yeah. If that makes sense.
Like, not like EA.
Not like EA.
EA do it the old school way. They're horrible and sincere. Show you a load of stuff that no one gives a fuck about.
FIFA 16. Big head mode.
Yeah. They should bring that back.
Actually, that'd be really good. Big head mode. Playing like.
Not many games have big head mode anymore.
Did you used to collect those football players?
Peanut heads.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, peanut heads, I think.
Did you just collect them?
No. I think I had like two.
I had a Dion Dublin one in Aston Villa kit. It was awesome. And Dean Saunders one. And a Mark Bosnich. And I had.
How long ago was this?
95.
How do you remember this?
96. Because it was like the time I was really into football before I had like a 15-year hiatus from it.
Right?
what else did I have? I had Savo Milosevic, Mark Draper
back in the day.
Yeah. That's some good ones. Actually.
Had some good peanut heads.
That's some good peanut heads from Aston Villa. Yeah. Yeah. New Rise of the Tomb Raider. I'm looking forward to Tomb Raider, the new one.
Yeah, of course.
I love Tomb Raider.
Yep. And I'll buy it on Xbox One, because, you know, Microsoft paid a lot of money to get that exclusivity for 6 months. And
is it 6 months?
I think it's about 6 months.
I thought it was going to be like 6 days.
I haven't got that confirmed. I have not got that confirmed.
If it is more than, like,
it's a
month, I might consider getting it on Xbox
One. I thought it was...
Otherwise...
I had in my head 6 PS4. Months. I've probably just made that up in my head. But I had in my mind 6 months. Yeah, get it up. Google that shit.
We can keep talking and I will find out.
Have we all played the first one? Have you played the Tomb Raider?
The reboot?
The new one? The new one?
Reboot.
Yeah. It depends what answer you want here.
Well, surely there's only one.
Yeah, yes or a no, surely.
I've asked you a closed question. You should know about closed questions, right?
Oh, I know everything about closed questions. But let me throw it back to you in a question. What answer would be the best answer?
You're just making the truth, Lloyd.
Have you played that the new Tomb Raider that came out?
The Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Are you just flagging because you didn't listen to me?
No, I have not played it.
You haven't played it. Where were you going with this?
I just tried to move on.
Right. Okay. What? You just want to get onto Respawn Entertainment. Anyway, you haven't played it.
No.
We should do. It's good. Yeah. It's like Uncharted.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fun game.
It is.
I agree.
Mark, you've played through it.
Yeah,
on,
I got it remastered on.
Have you still got
PS4?
It?
PS4. Yeah,
you still got it.
Yeah,
it's a good game.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
I played Tomb Raider 1 originally on the PS1.
God, you're boring today. What's wrong with you?
You had to kill a bear. Really shit me up.
It shit you up.
Yeah, that bear. That used to scare me. That guy. Yeah.
I was scared. I thought you were like, like ethically, you disagree with killing a bear in a video game.
I used to turn the lights off and play it, and like. Yeah, running through, and you can just hear, like... And then, like, literally, like, this pixelated wolf that just looked like this. Yeah. Just come out of nowhere, like... Sound effects are really bad as well. But, yeah, nuts.
We digress.
Yeah, we do digress every time, don't we? Next item on this. Respawn Entertainment won't be showing off any Titanfall 2 details.
It's still going to get released in 2015.
It'll be March.
Prediction is going to be right.
Yeah, they will, but it won't. I think what they'll do is they'll probably just have a separate thing for it, maybe. Maybe like a weekend thing where they invite.
I wonder if there are people still playing it.
Titanfall.
Yeah,
it's a good game. Titanfall.
I really want to get back into it and play the DLC. Actually,
well,
I mean,
DLC's free,
there was
all free. I downloaded it all.
Yeah. I just love Titanfall. I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
We should have a Titanfall weekend. We should just play Titanfall for one evening.
One we used to have a lot of good, like Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, we do actually.
Plays of that.
Let's play some Titanfall. Have you got Titanfall?
No, not really yet.
Why don't you go and pick it up and we can play it? Because you've got a 360. No, an Xbox One.
Yeah, that's not a bad shout. Let's just get, like I say, just an Arcade City event, loads of TVs, loads of Xbox Ones, and just.
You just want some sort of LAN party.
I just want to show off my skills on Titanfall that I've never played.
You are, you're naturally quite good at most video games, I'd say. It'd be interesting to get you to play a football game, actually, see if you're any good at that.
I fucking hate video games.
Yeah, you're like me. Good at everything apart from football games.
Just like X-Pass, circle, shoot, skull. What?
Yeah, but it does require some skill.
Titanfall is the only shooter I've ever been remotely good at.
Titanfall?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were really good at that, weren't you?
But I'm, the only one. I was so bad at Call of Duty.
Oh, look, I just love putting it in Sentry mode. That's pretty cool. Just running off, getting it to follow you.
Follow mode. Whatever it was.
Hard, yeah.
Titanfall's coming in. The story. Like, what the fuck's going on that in the story?
Oh, that was an absolute abomination. That entire attempt at...
I can't even hear what's going on. Even when they're explaining it, you've got this shit blowing up around you. Like,
will you shut the fuck up?
It's like a fucking D-Day. Like, they're trying to explain the story. It's a background. Like, someone chatting. You're like, what the fuck? But I reckon the second one's going to be really good.
Yeah.
Because it's nice, because the first one was really good, but there were some flaws with it. No, couldn't have match, like, friend matchmaking when it went live. What the fuck's up with that?
No private match, yeah.
No private matching.
That, I mean, to be fair to them, they did well in tweaking it as they went. I mean, it was never going to be sort of tweaked into being a great game. But
yeah. And 6v6.
I think
that was okay.
I think that was perfect, if I'm honest.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I suppose because the maps were quite compact, weren't they? They weren't massive.
It's only 6v6?
Yeah.
And there's loads of NPCs going on at the whole time.
You get really little points for killing them, but the idea is, I mean, if you had 12v12, imagine 12 pilots on each side and potentially 12 Titans running around.
Well, that's would have
been
massive.
I mean, it could have been great, but I think it could have been an absolute clusterfuck.
There was... There are some weird abilities on that. Like, some of it did need tweaking. Like, there are some robot NPCs that run around and shoot as well. And if you come up to them on the enemy team, you can hack them. You get, like, a hacking knife and you put it in the back of their head. You hack them, and then they fight for you. But, like, the amount of hit points they take off is like, ridiculous.
Well, when you hack it.
It'll be like a gerbil chewing your foot. Yeah. Just like, what the fuck? Like,
there was no... Yeah, it didn't really benefit you to do it.
No, to do it. It's like, I had, like, three of them, and I watched them all storm this... Blake on the other team, and like they all stood there shooting at him, and the other guy just turned around and was like, bang, bang, bang. It's like a Superman or something, like, brrr, his bullet seems like, bang, bang, done. And I was just like, oh, great. Anyway, that's my Titanfall story.
It was a really good game.
Yeah, it was. Well, I'm looking forward to the second one. Yeah. It should be good. And the last thing on the news is Resident Evil Zero Remaster has been announced by Capcom. We called this an Arcade City months ago.
Yeah, we are so
we
smart
called it.
And ahead.
This is the only Resident Evil that I haven't played.
Oh,
so
Resident Evil evening weekend.
So I'm really looking forward, to that. Well, we tried to do a Let's Play the first one. Everyone got bored.
Yeah,
oh man, it was the most boring thing I've probably ever watched.
It's great when you. It's great when you're playing it.
Yeah,
but it's like,
it's not a spectator game. It's not a spectator sport.
It's a great spectator game, I think, if you want to watch a walkthrough of it.
Why would you want to watch a walkthrough of that?
Of Resident Evil?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Ask the 6 million people
just
that watch fucking
it.
PewDiePie do it whilst he's jerking off. Jerking off. People do watch that shit. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
There's a niche for it. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that, actually. Going to play some of that. But that won't be out for fucking ages. I think they said...
Never.
January, February next year, so...
Yeah.
Do you think this E3 is going to be a lot of? Because last E3 was like, oh, everything coming out next year. Do you reckon this E3 is going to be the same? Because there wasn't much. Maybe Fallout will be the big exception to this. Because at E3 in 2014, there wasn't a lot of stuff that they announced that was coming out that fall. A lot of it was either delayed, pushed back, or was to come out in 2015.
Well, there's going to be some stuff coming this year. I don't know what worse is coming the rest of the year.
Well, EA have got their games that are just going to come out this year, because they always do.
Prediction.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, in terms of new IPs, I'm struggling to see.
What have we got?
That's going to be out like this year that isn't an Assassin's Creed or a FIFA.
I'm just trying to think, what games have we not really seen a lot about at the minute, which will are slated to come out before Christmas? So we haven't seen a lot about them yet in the media, but... I reckon they'll have a more of a presence at E3. Mad Max comes to mind.
Yeah. No, I think probably see a lot of gameplay.
Yeah. Tomb Raiders hasn't got an announced release. That won't come out this year. Just trying to think of other stuff. Like, I reckon Metal Gear Solid will probably be playable quite a lot on the show. Mm-hmm.
Where are we with the Halo franchise?
Halo 5 is due out this year, so that's another one I was going to say, yeah. But
yeah,
a lot of that,
massive, yeah.
There's been loads of beta... alpha multiplayer tests. Yeah. I took part in the beta for that. Halo's, they're so generic now. I really used to love Halo as a franchise, but
I think I've got bored after Halo 1. Halo 1 was amazing, best game like near enough ever, and so, then like I say, it got very generic.
It's like the story is quite... It's not hard to follow, because I know people take a piss out of me for saying that. But it's not hard to follow. It's just a bit like... There's a lot going on that, like... You just don't give a shit about. You just, you know.
I agree.
It's like Metal Gear Solid. Like, story in Metal Gear Solid is so fucking difficult to understand. It's ridiculous. But yeah. You just need something that's really simple. Crash Bandicoot. Bandicoot lands on a beach. Guy.
Yeah. To be fair, I mean, I've probably only paid attention to the story in Grand Theft Auto V and Last of Us.
Last of Us is so good.
I don't really give a fuck about most of any of the other stories I've ever played through.
What's got the most simple story in video games?
Crash Bandicoot.
Pac-Man. Eat ghosts.
Fuck it. Yeah.
Mario.
Mario.
What is the story of Pac-Man? Dinosaur.
Why is that thing here? Why is there ghosts in his maze?
I don't know.
So there's no story there. You can't see it's an
easy
story.
Well, then you can't get hung up about it because you don't know what the story is.
No, I'm just saying that's not the easy story.
Whereas with Mario, you know what the story is. It's nice and simple.
Didn't someone say, what if Bowser is trying to protect his missus and Mario is actually the bad guy?
That's not true.
He keeps stalking him.
But that's not right.
What if Mario is a massive weird stalker who keeps kidnapping the Peach?
There's some guys on YouTube called Dorkly that do these really funny videos. Don't know if you've seen any of them. No. There's one where it's like Mario's evil and like Bowser's trying to... Like, Bowser's good in it.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I'll show you after. It's really funny. It's called Evil Mario or something. But he just goes on this rampage killing everyone.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You've got these, like, harmless little turtles, you know, just mind their own business. And here comes Mario jumping and crushing them with his foot.
Yeah, it was a bit like that.
Yeah. What's that
just
about?
Just ripping everyone's head
fish
off.
Fish in the sea. He's like, yeah, and he's just like throwing fireballs at them all.
Poor fish. Yeah, that's it for news.
Hey.
Three shots. Where are you going? Where's it going?
Damn. Where's it going?
Yeah, man.
Do you reckon I could get it in that water?
Yeah, no, but go for it. I didn't see that.
Was a resounding no.
The wing caught that. That's the news done. Upcoming releases. We've got Elder Scrolls Online. Warwick, are you going to get the Elder Scrolls Online?
Yes.
Are you really?
Why wouldn't I?
Why would you? So I don't know if you've been funny or not. Are you going to get it?
Yes.
You are? Have you pre-ordered it?
Not yet.
Why do you want to play it and get it? What has enticed you?
I like Skyrim. Quite simple as that.
But it's an MMO, you know that.
I love MMOs.
Like what? What have you played?
MMOs? Yeah. I've played loads of MMOs.
Give me some examples.
Star Wars Galaxies.
God, that's going back a bit.
I know, amazing.
Jesus.
Game called RuneScape.
Okay, yeah, alright, I'll let you off.
You go into Dungeons and Dragons and all that stuff.
Okay, okay. So you're going to get that, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Good, I expect a review.
It'll be a shit MMO.
I think a lot of the PC, it's died off quite a bit on the PC.
It'll just be like, God, what's it called? That crappy demo game that came out. Crappy demo game, The Guardians.
The Guardians? Yep. Destiny?
Yes.
Really?
It'll just be like that. You're like, MMO, oh, but you can only have like...
Are you seriously referring to Destiny?
Yeah. You can have like 6 of you in a room. That's an MMO. No, it's not. It'll be different.
Oh, God. Let's not start about Destiny.
No, we can't. We've got to have one without
we'll be,
it.
We'll be here talking about it for ages. And Lego Jurassic World is coming out June 12th.
You're getting it, Matt?
On everything.
No.
I might wait till it's really cheap and buy.
You getting Elder Scrolls Online?
No.
You?
No. Oh. I don't do it anyways.
Tim? Keith? The thing is, I won't ever play it. I can't.
It all depends when it comes out. When's it coming out? June 9th. I won't play it.
June 9th.
I'm still playing Witcher. Sorry.
Yeah, it comes out in 6 days.
I'm not playing
7 days. What's the date? 4th.
Yeah.
Third, fourth.
Change your tune pretty quickly.
Yeah. I listened to the release down, but I'm still trying to play through.
No,
Witcher.
Don't like it. Sound like our
Steamed
Lost Brethren.
By the time The Witcher comes out, something else would have come out, so I'd get that instead.
Yeah.
Fair enough. What are you guys playing at the minute?
I like what you've written here. You've written Mario Kart, no, Witcher 3, and Witcher 3.
Well, because that's all we're probably playing, yeah, the three of us, yeah, in a minute. So how, yeah, far, how far, without, actually, let's give it a spoiler warning now.
But we're probably not going to need spoilers.
Yeah.
Three.
Dude.
That was, we've had a spoiler alert, that's a good, okay,
let's,
warning.
Let's have a mild spoiler alert, because we'll be talking
about...
But
to be fair, you can't tell me too much.
I won't tell you anything about
it. I'm the least progressed. So you'll have Bankira. And what you...
I've missed this.
Yeah.
At what point did this happen?
Dude, I tapped her ass.
That's what I did. That happened. Wait, did you, like, sleep with some bird like when you turned the game on?
A unicorn. On top of a unicorn.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right at the beginning.
Oh, my, yeah, God.
And then when did, what are they thinking?
When did this other thing happen? Did I look away from the screen?
Maybe.
Or maybe
you made different choices.
The good thing about this game is, yeah, I like all the choices you, all the small choices you make have such a knock on, have such a, the butterfly effect. As you go,
so maybe
the story,
you did something at some point, and she didn't want to bang you.
You must have met her at some point. What level are you?
10.
You definitely have come across
six.
When did you meet her? When did you meet her?
I banged her at level 5.
It was what you. When you first go to meet... You've met the Baron, haven't you?
Yes.
When you first meet the Baron...
Yeah.
He sends you off...
Yeah.
In a couple of directions.
Yeah.
And he says, my wife and daughter have been stolen.
Yeah.
Go and find them.
Yeah.
You chat to a guy downstairs.
Yeah.
That it takes you there.
Yeah.
And then he says, oh, actually, yeah, blah, 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 something about the bracelet that she's got on her.
Yep.
Or that one of them was wearing came from a witch.
Yep.
And then you go off on that tangent.
Yep.
And then you meet Kira. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Yep.
I might be slightly wrong.
And you met Kira before the Baron.
So you get Kira. So you meet Kira. I know you do the house. You then find stuff and go somewhere magically somewhere else. And then
you do all of
there's a bath.
Have you done the bit? Have you met the? Have you? You've seen her in the bath, yeah?
Yep.
She's got her boobs out.
Yeah.
Right.
Spoiler alert. For you little geeks out
there. You done the bit where you have to then follow her into all the caves?
Yep.
You've done all that, yeah?
Yep.
You said goodbye to her after that?
Yep.
And then she says, come and see me?
No.
She does so
okay,
that.
Okay, well, you
I found a place of power. And then
right, so you got distracted by some she was trying to talk to you. Classic Warren. So come by my place?
Yeah, whatever.
What's this? Off you go. You might have a quest to go and visit her.
Yeah.
There's a quest.
And depending on the choices you make.
That doesn't sound like me at all.
You get to bone.
Bird saying, parents are out, come on over. And I'm picking flowers.
Oh, God. Parents are out. Come on over. Yeah, I'll have a large Domino.
So we're all playing The Witcher.
The
same problems persist with the game, generally.
Very fucking glitchy.
The frame rate.
You
is.
Say that. I'm not having my...
Right, I'm not having glitches, but the frame rate is absolutely appalling.
Again, I'm not having easy issues. I had it for
You're
the
playing
first
it on an Xbox One, aren't you? That's interesting, because we've both got it on PS4. You're saying your load times aren't as bad as ours.
They were bad. They were bad-ish. And then it was one time it took 2 days. And then they did an update. And nowadays it's... Yeah,
Is it because it's rendering it at like 540p? I don't
know.
It's not so I shouldn't be saying it, but...
And I clicked respawn and I'm back before I know it.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's not I'm sat there going, oh my god.
Yeah, load times about ages. My big thing is the frame rate. It's so jarring at times, and the pop-in's
The pop-ins are quite funny. You call your horse, which, as I was saying, is a mini-game in itself. Call Roach. Where is he going to appear today? Oh, he's on a roof somewhere. Or, like, he's round a corner, round another building. There was this one, I called him. And I could see on my mini-map, he was behind a house. I couldn't see him, he wasn't in my vision. But I was like, he's behind that house. So I started running around, and he was running around as well. So I was like, no, he's went back the other way. And he just started, I don't know why, but the game obviously thought he was running towards me, but it couldn't catch up with itself. Mm-hmm. There's another thing that really fucks me off as well. When you warp somewhere, so when you do your fast travel, the game takes a while to catch up with loading everything in that area. I think it spawns you in, it loads character models... landscape models, sound effects, right, let's just put him in. So you're then in. If you run up to people, you can't interact with people straight away. You can't do it. Or like, there's another one. If you run up to someone, the pop-ins are quite bad. So this is one woman. She didn't have a face. I ran up and I was like, holy shit, got my sword out.
Takes problem when it hasn't loaded the particular level.
Have you ever called your horse?
Yeah.
And your horse comes up to you and he's completely bare. And then you're like, where's all his stuff? And then it appears.
Oh, I think so.
I tell you what, my only other problem with The Witcher is fucking like the mechanic for following the fucking kids.
The kids?
What? You know, like, so when you've got to follow kids, like, you know, one of them takes you through the bogs to find something.
Oh, right, yeah.
They're like, follow me! And then they stand there, and then you start walking a bit, and then they walk a bit. It's like, well, I'm following you. You're lead the way. And I don't know whether it's just a kid thing or the adults do it as well, because I haven't followed an adult very much yet. But I followed a couple of kids. One of them wasn't a kid. It was like a godling thing.
Little
fucking creep.
What's his name?
He doesn't know how to.
Oh,
Johnny, yeah. Isn't it?
He doesn't know how to lead. Yeah. He says follow me, and then forgets he's leading me somewhere.
Again,
oh my god! I mean, I love the game, but. What the fuck were they thinking of them little kids in the follow quest?
But if you're going to get The Witcher 3, get on Xbox One. No issues.
Well, what version have you got? Because in the bottom of us, it's got mine's version
1.03 or something.
Yeah, that's what ours is. See, I can't understand unless... Yeah, it must be your frame rate's a lot lower.
Console.
Debatable.
Yeah.
Debatable.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely debatable.
Debatable. So the two here have massive issues. I mean, like, smooth ads.
Well, I can now get paid off by Microsoft. It's fine. Something else you want to talk about The Witcher about?
I'll tell you what we're not playing at the minute.
What?
Evolve. Yeah, has that really not just died a death?
God, we're really not, are we?
That game just fell off a cliff.
I nearly added this onto the news. Take-Two were saying that... They really missed a trick with the. They didn't realise they made it too much multiplayer. Like, they should have had some more single player elements in there. They were sort of saying the other day that they should have done that.
I think Tom was spot on.
Oh,
in that
awesome.
It was so dependent on the team you had.
Yeah.
Like, and there was no matchmaking to try and match cooperative players.
Yeah.
So it was a complete gamble as to who you end up with and.
The thing is, I think they learned a lot from that, but they sold enough copies that it will warrant a sequel, which is good. But it is a bit frustrating because it's like it got to the point sometimes with some matches. I'd join, have my headset on, and be like, "Is anyone talking? Hello?" No one says anything. They all run off. I'm like, "Fuck this, leave straight away." Because it's just like if you're not communicating with each other, you can't do it. Anyway, Witcher 3. Is there anything else we want to talk about that? I'll tell you what is annoying.
Got it.
Character models. To start with, I didn't really notice it, but after you've been playing for, I think I'm on, how many hours am I on, did I say? 19?
Something like that, yeah.
Once you're past about 10 hour mark, you start to notice that all the character models repeat themselves quite a bit. Like, I got to this one part, I wrote about this in my review, as like with the little kids. There's this one boy, and I was like, didn't I just save you from a monster over there? And like, he's now at home with like another person. I was like, this isn't your child.
You wanted, what, 1,000 or 2,000 different player models?
You guess you've got to give them some leeway.
Yeah, but then what they do is, because the story's all interchanging and stuff, a lot of the smaller characters, that the decisions you make have effects on them. They don't make them unique enough so that you remember them later in the game.
Yeah.
Like, so there's this one, without going into too much detail, there was this mission where I had to kill this werewolf, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that the werewolf was actually the lover of this woman, and she said...
Yeah, that's quite an early one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite an early one. She said, oh, please don't kill him.
But you've done that as well?
Did you kill him?
I killed him.
Me too.
Right?
I've not done this mission.
What game have you been playing? It's because you got an Xbox One.
Yeah. You only get half the content. That's why it loads so quickly.
But anyway, so I killed him. And then the woman was like, oh, you'll regret this one day. But again, her character model is generic. A lot later in the game, that decision you make actually comes back again.
Hmm.
Very, very small. But it was so small, and her character model was so... I'd met about 6 different characters that looked like her since then. So I got to that point, and I was like, what? Like, I haven't met you before. And then I was like thinking back. I was like, character models. When did I...
This is
the werewolf! So, yeah, it's interesting.
But character models are just a bit.
If we were a TV series, we'd have a little flashback then.
Yeah, that's what they should have had. And plus, the amount of hours I'm now put into it, I've completely forgotten what happened at the beginning of the game.
Griffin.
In Griffin. Yeah, but Griffin. Like, why were they searching for Ciri?
The pirate stole her.
Who did?
You remember the big pirate ship came out of nowhere when they were in the training grounds. They were training, you know. So you were Ciri or whatever, and you followed her because she was a little girl at the stage.
Why did you have a bad dream? And you wake up.
That was a dream. Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
You got a bang Kira, but you didn't. Well, let's
place of power.
I think that's enough about Witcher 3. What are we working on for the site? We're doing the Witcher 3 review. Witcher 3. Next paragraph, Witcher 3. We're doing the Witcher 3 review at the minute. It's we're all sort of contributing to it. I've written most of mine now.
Have you?
Yeah, I've written most of it. Are you taking part in it?
No. I'm in the chat.
Do you want to? You can answer me honestly. Do you want to?
I might.
That's just saying that.
In some comments, but don't expect to.
Look, I've already had him say, no, I'm not going to do it. I've only played. I'm level 6.
No excuse!
I'm level 6. What do you expect? I've written quite a lot, actually. Quite a lot about it. But it's nice because I go to work, have a cup of coffee, and then whilst
play some Witcher 3.
Play it at work. I wish I could play it at work. I would take it to work. I can't. So I'd probably just write for about 10 minutes, right, and then get on with the work. But then it's great because over the 3 weeks, 2 weeks I've been playing.
Yeah. Oh god, we've got a book to read.
Yeah, it's quite a lot. I've got a book to edit. Yeah. my stuff's not too bad to edit. No. Don't think. Don't get me wrong. But I've been. It's nice because I'm really critical with it, like proper. Like I've really enjoyed this. This bit's amazing. This bit really sucks. This is annoying me.
Yeah.
You'll probably find this. This I can live with. And to be fair, that's a personal niggle with it. So, but that's just me. But I understand that that's popular with other people. Blah blah blah. It's like Gwent, the card game.
I love that card game.
Have you?
I got absolutely. I tried it. Actually, you know what put me off it? I started playing it, and then the game crashed. So I was like, well, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. You see, I think you and me are on the same wave with stuff like that, mini games like that. I just couldn't be arsed with it.
No,
I tried for about 5 minutes. I was like, yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, I can't be arsed.
Just thought, like, I'm not enjoying doing this. I don't have to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice. It's nice. It's a nice little laddie thing. I know that Burry and Chris have played quite a lot of it.
Make it that way you will.
It's alright, it's quite a fun little game. It's only good though when you play against the masters, or what you want to call them, the bosses of Gwent, to win the special cards, because then it's actually a bit of a challenge.
What do you get at the end? Because I googled it.
Get shiny.
When I was like I'm not playing Gwent anymore, I googled it and I was like, what am I missing out by not playing Gwent and getting to the end? And then you don't get any like Witcher gear or anything, so it's just like, oh fuck this. Don't need to do it. There's no incentive for it. And like the Final Fantasy VIII card game.
Yeah.
Where you need to play the card game, the mini game, the entire way through the game to get the special weapons and stuff. You have to do it.
Yeah.
It was a lot more fun as well. Anyway, so that's what we're working on for the site. Questions. Question time. Our question comes from Tom in Brighton. No, Tom.
I like Tom.
No, you don't.
Why do you not?
I guarantee you don't know Tom. Tom in Brighton, who says, what is the best... Well, he said quite a lot of stuff, but I've narrowed it down. What is the best superhero video game, and what is the worst?
Well, the best hasn't been made yet.
Is it not?
What
are you referring to?
We're not referring to your Horde Avengers
game. Oh, okay.
Every time.
The best hasn't been made yet. If that gets made with its hands down, that's not even a question. But I will rein it back in. And talk about what's actually been made.
Yeah.
Shit that's come out so far.
Let's do the worst ones, and let's start with the worst ones. Worst video game.
Superhero.
Superhero video game. Superman 64 was pretty bad.
Never actually played
Superman. Superman Returns.
Was pretty bad as well.
Although it was kind of fun, because it was the first game where you like felt like Superman.
I'm going to tell you something I shouldn't be telling you. I think you might know this, or you've at least forgotten. I bought my first 360 just to play Superman Returns.
Ooh. That's
360
funny.
For that was my console seller to me.
I
rented
shut
it
straight down. Midnight Launch, only one there.
I pre-ordered it. I remember like going in and I was like, "Come in, can I have it early?"
Yeah. I rented that. How old school?
Rented.
Wow. Rented it from like Blockbuster.
It's a pretty bad game.
You still rent games?
Flying around was pretty fun.
Yeah.
But then the physics were just like, you fly 1,000 miles an hour into a building, and then Superman looked like he'd been hit by a brick wall. Like a,
yeah.
He'd be like, ugh, come back. It's like, no, I should be going through that building.
Yeah, I'm Superman.
Yeah. There's been some pretty bad Batman games.
Spider games.
Yeah.
I don't think we've probably played like the worst ones though, so things like the Thor video game.
It was a video Thor game.
It got released with the first Marvel film.
It was a Green Lantern video game that came out. That was really bad, apparently.
Can't have been worse than the film.
The film was alright, except for the weird.
You cannot say it wasn't that bad.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I got massively slated. I watched it, obviously.
Other than
the crappy fight scenes that they did, you know, it was alright.
Other than the crappy fight scenes, the terrible character.
The guy made a coffee with a leaf in it.
What?
You know, he's the little butler. He made the actual fighting person.
Oh my god! You're thinking of the Green Hornet. Oh my god!
What are you talking about? What are you guys
talking
about? Which
makes me feel even
worse.
That's a completely different...
Which makes me feel even worse.
What are we talking about?
Green Lantern doesn't have a butler.
Oh, Green Lantern, sorry. Oh, that wasn't... Okay, the Green Hornet I was referring to. The Green Lantern, though, was actually a bad film.
No, you can't.
Yeah, no, the Green Lantern. Oh, with the OC with the ring.
I was about to leave the coffee.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to leave in the coffee.
Sorry. What? When we talk about the shittest movie in the whole time, I automatically went to the Green Hornet in my head. And you guys were the Green Lantern.
Was that bad?
Oh, I don't know. It was pretty bad.
Anyway, we're getting off topic. Video games that are really bad. Superhero video games.
Like I said, I don't think we've probably played the worst of them. Oh, I don't feel like I have. Because I generally have only picked up the ones that I've heard have been good.
I'm going to go with Superman 64. Because it was fucking horrible.
It was worse.
Yeah.
Worst one I've played.
You've played a lot of...
No, not necessarily.
PlayStation 2 era games.
No.
He's trying to remember.
When you hear the Spider-Man's really bad. Spider-Man 2 was fantastic.
Spider-Man 2 is probably... I think it probably is, apart from Batman, the best superhero game.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2.
I would think. But, worst...
Do you remember the... Did you guys ever have Spider-Man on the PlayStation?
Yeah.
That came out.
The one that came out the first film?
No, this wasn't... This was before the first film.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Literally, it was based more on the comic books. It was really good. 3D, like, running around. It wasn't outdoors, but it was indoors. But you could still web-sling.
Yeah, definitely. You need to
go in warehouses and things. Yeah. That was really, really good. Incredible Hulk, Ultimate Destruction.
That was a great game.
That was a great game.
See, you take the Hulk from that. You take the Spider-Man from Spider-Man 2... You take the first Iron Man game, the mechanics in that were actually pretty good from what I played.
Which game?
I didn't play it.
The first Iron Man game.
It's an Iron Man game?
Yeah.
Warwick,
the mechanics were actually, I thought, were quite good in that. It obviously needed some fine tuning, but I think it was quite good. So you take the Iron Man from that, Thor will come up with a new one for him.
Yeah.
We'll come up with a new one. And then Captain America.
You don't need to pitch your horse.
No, yes we do. And then Captain America will be more like a Batman Arkham Knight, Arkham Asylum style. And then you put that in fucking New York or whatever, and it's a horde mode. But it's a game that has to be made. Why isn't it been made?
Aren't you crossing universes?
No.
What? No, he's not, because he said out of the Batman game, so he's not.
Captain America's. In the style of the Batman game, so that sort of combat. Okay, you can't.
It does make sense.
Yeah, Iron Man. You said Iron Man. You said Spider Man. You said Hulk.
And Thor with just like flying mechanics as well.
So you just made the Avengers game.
Yes, but I'm saying you take the Hulk from Hulk Ultimate Destruction. Then you take the Iron Man from the Iron Man game, because I did like that. Spider Man from Spider Man.
Take the leaf in the coffee.
They did that. It's called The Avengers 2. I watched it at the cinema.
Do you think that was
a game?
It was alright.
Yeah,
it was alright, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's good, actually.
We're getting off topic. We're talking about a game, not a film.
Talking about Martin's Horde game.
I mean, it just has to be.
What do you fight in it?
Huh?
What do you fight in it?
There's the
Legion of
Chitauri.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
So it's just a Horde mode. They just keep coming, and obviously it gets harder and harder, and you get more of the big things, and it just gets crazy. And then they could release a second one with fucking robots all the time.
It does sound like a good game.
And it'd be a bit like Evolve in the sense you're meant to work together, but if you're honest, you're all fucking superheroes, so if you don't want to work together, just fucking do what you want.
Spider-Man.
I think there's a lot of potential in this.
Okay, so anyway, did you say Superman? No, he said Spider-Man.
We're seriously getting off topic here.
Warwick, what's your most favourite video? Superhero video?
I would say Spider-Man, because that's probably the only superhero video game I can
think of. The first one?
Yeah, it's the only one I can think of.
Spider-Man 2.
Superhero one.
The Batman games are
terrific.
Yeah, but I don't want to go with the Batman games are fantastic, but I'm not going to say like that's.
I do think I probably had the best time with Spider-Man 2. I loved that game. Yeah, I thought really the swinging good. Was amazing.
I'm going to go for Halo 2.
What did you say?
Halo 2.
That's
the Chief's a hit superhero.
No, sorry, no.
Is it absolutely not.
No, that's a joke. I'm going to go for a jest. I'm going to go for Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction.
What? It was a very fun game.
Yeah. Fucking awesome. That's it. Podcast over. You can go home now, Warwick. What? Are you even with us?
It's not over.
Well, I'm going to explain now. You can head over to www.arcade-city.com to check out all the interesting stuff over there. Thanks for listening. Remember to like and subscribe. The podcast goes live every other Friday on iTunes or podomatic.com. You can tweet us at arcadecityuk. You can Facebook us at facebook.com/arcadecityuk. One day I'll be able to read these out off the top of my head. YouTube is youtube.com/arcadecityuk. You can see us play through Doom, which is pretty funny.
Yeah,
I like Doom.
I am enjoying it.
When you watch Doom, I watch my character solely. Do you watch your own characters, or do you?
I watch my own character when I'm playing it. When I edit it back and watch the videos back, I watch other people.
Yeah,
and I've come to summarise this. You just run up for it and completely do your own thing. You do really stupid things, but Mark, that head around like shooting things, but like there'll be like a pit of lava and you'll just run straight into it. Like, whereas Warwick, you're really like methodical about what you do, but you do it really, really quickly. And Paul is shit at it. Like, I love Paul to bits, but when it comes to Dean, like watching his screen, he's so funny because he'll shoot all of us purposefully. And then there are bits where like there was this one thing where like this monster was just attacking him and eating him. And he wasn't pressing his trigger. I don't know if he's like looking at his phone at the time. So I was like, shoot! And then I'm the one that's just like really clumsy and pretty shit at it as well. To be honest,
it's one of those things you can watch four times. That's how much replay power. Let's face it, because I watch once, watch me, then I can watch you, then I can watch Paul.
Hey, you can watch it four times. That's good. Yeah. So that's on YouTube. Twitch is arcade_city. We're just in the process of trying to sort out some PC streamers, which is pretty cool. I might have a few guys coming on to do that. So more is it than faults. And you can email us as always a podcast at arcade-city.
Just like Tom.
.com. Just like Tim. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
So long.
Bye.
Bye.